Las Vegas high school students are gearing up for Spelling Bee of the Brain. That's right. The Nevada Brain Bee is a neuroscience competition that asks questions about things like memory, sleep, emotions, and sensations, as well as common brain diseases such as Alzheimer's and Parkinson's disease. The Brain Bee seeks to motivate students to learn more about the brain, maybe even pursue careers in neuroscience. The winner of Nevada's Brain Bee in January will head to the National Brain Bee at the University of Maryland next March. We'll start talking about this unique competition with Cliff Jordan, who helped to organize the local chapter last year. Cliff, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you. It's good to be here.
So tell us about the bee. How was it set up?
It started about, I think, 1998 or 1999 with the International Brain Bee. And it started back in the University of Maryland with Dr. Norbert Mislinski. And initially it started, I think, with 12 different chapters. And it has grown to about 150 different local brain bees throughout the world, representing 30 different countries.
Now, you were part of organizing the Las Vegas chapter.
Correct.
Of the brain bee. Why did you think it was important for this to be here?
I study a lot about neuroscience just as a hobby. And I ran across an article about the brain bee and looked into it and thought it was very interesting. And I thought, well, surely there's got to be a local brain bee here in Las Vegas. And I investigated, sent Dr. Mislinski an email, and he says, no, there's not. And he says, by the way, how would you like to be the organizer? And I says, okay.
And there it was.
There it was.
It's fairly new. It's only in its second year here. But I'm curious to know what you've picked up from last year, that first time out, kinks that you had to work out, things you had to do to make things run smoothly this year.
Yeah, the first year is probably the most difficult in the fact that we started off with nothing. Mm-hmm. And we the first thing that I did was send an email to Dr. Kinney here and send an email to some folks on his staff that I got. The email is actually from a neuroscience organization list. This progressed to developing a website and progressed to developing an action plan for getting the information out to all the schools, as well as setting up the actual event. And Dr. Kinney put together the whole test and the whole judgment panel, and that's what we did.
As you noted a moment ago, it's been around for about 15 years or so, just various places around the country. Why did it take so long to get one here?
I honestly don't know the answer to that, mm-hmm. but my assumption would be the culture here is not as scientifically inclined as it is back east where it got started.
Mm-hmm. Now, neuroscience is something that a lot of us, and when I say us, I mean even adults, have not a lot of us are able to kind of wrap our arms around the subject. I mean, it's pretty profound. So what makes this appeal to high school students?
I think neuroscience right now is on a wave. I think, 20, 30 years ago, what scientists understood about the brain and how it functions was maybe 10% or 5% of what we know now. And so there's been a lot of progress over the last several years, and there's a lot more published as far as the media is concerned. And I think that's trickling down to the high schools and even the grade schools. My son was in middle school last year, and there were some cool things that he was learning that surprised me.
We are talking about the Nevada Brain Bee, which takes place in January. It's the second edition of the Nevada Brain Bee, talking with Cliff Jordan, who helped to organize the local chapter of the Brain Bee last year. We also have one of this year's competitors with us. Aliyah Farmanali is a high school senior at the Meadow School in Summerlin. And last year, in the first Brain Bee here, she won second place. Aliyah, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
What made you decide that you wanted to participate in the Brain Bee?
Well, how it happened was I run an Alzheimer's Awareness Club at my school, and my advisor, who also happened to be my freshman biology teacher, he found out about the Brain Bee. His name is Mr. Schaefer, so thanks to him, I found out about the Brain Bee, and I was able to participate in it.
An Alzheimer's Awareness Club?
Yes.
I was going to ask you why you've got such an interest in this field, you know, studying the brain and such, but I guess there's a clue there.
Yes.
Is this something that's an illness that's near and dear to you, or just understanding it's near and dear to you?
Yes, it's something that I became more involved with while I was in middle school. Mm-hmm. And so like in second semester of my freshman year, I decided to start a club. It's also affiliated with a national organization, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Mm-hmm. We've actually received a grant from them in order to do projects and whatnot.
You did say middle school, right?
Yes, my interest began in middle school.
I remember my years in middle school, and I don't think I was interested in anything quite that profound. is this something that's, I mean, is there something in family, friends, or just a connection to this illness?
Yes. Basically, my dad was looking into how he could help the community because we had certain experiences with my grandfather, and he realized that there was kind of like a deficit in care for individuals with Alzheimer's disease. So when my parents started attending caregiving classes, I ended up just joining them for those like 8-hour sessions on learning about caregiving, and that's how I got involved.
Hmm. So this 8-hour sessions like this, it sounds like getting ready for this competition to be a snap. What did you do to get ready for it? How long did it take you?
Not too much, to be honest. I've had the privilege of being able to go to a really good school where we take rigorous science courses. And so from taking like anatomy and physiology, that helped a lot because I already knew something about the brain. And so then basically all I had to do was kind of just read through the brain facts book that's provided on the website.
Mm-hmm. I remember back in like junior high school and high school, you know, a few competitions, quizzes and things like this, where I remember the questions that tripped me up. Do you still remember any of those questions from last year's Brain Bee?
Not specifically, although I do remember that there were like certain chemicals in the brain that I couldn't quite like remember, certain like names of different parts of the brain that were just like on the tip of my tongue.
So you go back, you find out what those are. And they're in your brain for the rest of your life, I'll bet.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. You've already participated in this once. Mm-hmm. Are you talking to anybody who's going to be a rookie this year, first-timers? What do you tell them?
So I've been trying to promote this in my own club. I'm also going to be talking to a couple of other clubs that exist at my school that pertain to, like, science and different, like, classes as well. I'm just trying to get a whole bunch of different kids from like different grade levels to try and participate because I've had this experience, but I really like to open it up to other people.
Mm-hmm. We are talking with Aliyah Farmanali, who is a high school senior at the Meadows School in Summerlin. She's already had some experience at the Nevada Brain Bee. She won second place last year. And now we're going to turn to one of the judges of the Brain Bee. He is an associate professor of psychology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Jefferson Kinney. Dr. Kinney, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us. Thank you.
Judges, what do you have to judge?
The judging is sort of a mixture of assembling some questions that fit with both the International Brain Bee program, the questions that are fair game, and then just really assessing how well the students really understand what they're being asked and how complete the answers are. In the inaugural event, we actually had it very, very nice in that the students knew an amazing amount about the questions that we were asking, and their responses were really strong. It was an extremely tight competition.
Mm. Give us an example of the kind of question that would be in the Brain Bee.
So they vary anything from neuroanatomy questions for discrete structures of the brain and functions that they're principally associated with. There are questions, as were indicated, about specific neurotransmitters. There are questions specific to neurological disorders, from ones that are more prevalently known, like Alzheimer's disease and Parkinson's disease, to questions about things like schizophrenia or major links to some more psychiatric disorders.
This is pretty heavy stuff.
It is pretty heavy stuff. I mean, the advent of neuroscience has made it much more digestible at a very large scale in the last 15, 20 years. And as a result, organizations like this make sure that people can understand it. They develop a very nice book to actually help students prepare, and what comes out of it are students that understand a lot more than most people would assume.
Mm. We talked a little bit about this with Cliff Jordan a few moments ago, but the word neuroscience can be a little bit intimidating for a lot of us. So how do you get high school students interested?
So neuroscience as a discipline is only really about 20 years old. So what started as a mixture of biology and neurology and psychology and a whole host of different disciplines all tend to feed into it. So the hard part is basically just getting the word out. After that, it seems like most people resonate with some aspect of it. Now, there's some part of their studies that interests them, and so much of it comes back to the brain that it becomes a very, very simple connection for them to make.
Hmm. Is there a similar competition for your college students?
So once you're at the collegiate level, it becomes a little bit more about participating in the research. So getting involved in research labs and traveling to scientific meetings to discuss and see data relevant to the nervous system. So several of the undergraduate research assistants in my lab, as well as the graduate students, travel to these meetings, and it becomes more participatory in terms of doing the research rather than questions about it. That basically is, I suppose, my courses that I teach.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the shape of the contest. Is this something like Jeopardy where people have got buzzers? Is it something where you write down the answers and find out later if you got them right? How does the shape of this
So it's a mixture. There is a brief written component so that we can have some general questions about pretty much all of the systems covered in the booklet. And then once that session is completed, the judges meet briefly to look over the answers. And then there is an answer. So every student is asked a question sort of tiered in terms of difficulty, and they get an opportunity to write a response. The nice thing about the Brain Bee is it allows some latitude in how we ask the questions and how it's posed. But when they move on to the national competition, they need to be prepared to answer questions both in written form and, like you would think, a traditional spelling bee, as well as even identify specific structures on a diagram or on a slide of some tissue.
Now, Cliff Jordan, if I remember, we talked about this a while back, but if I remember, last year's winner, the Nevada Brain Bee, did pretty well nationally.
That was
a big surprise, I'll bet.
No, it was a huge surprise for us, just because it's our first year. Her name is Valentina Lorenzi. She came from Bonanza High School. She participated. She won first place. And afterwards, Dr. Kinney's doctoral students took her and gave her some extra tutoring in preparation for the National Brain Bee. Taking third place nationally was a great way to start off. And it's also tells us about Dr. Kinney's staff and how well they train them.
Aliyah Formanelli, are you kind of relaxed, confident, ready to go for the Brain Bee this time around?
Hopefully. I'm not yet sure whether I'll be participating or not. I hope I will be, but right now I'm just trying to encourage a lot of students in my school to participate.
What might hold you out? I mean, do you have to qualify for it, or do you have to earn your way there, or are you just thinking, let somebody else do this first? I'll do the recruiting.
That's kind of what it is. I want to do the recruiting, and I just basically want to encourage younger kids to participate.
Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, as a senior, it can be a bit intimidating if, like, freshmen want to, like, join or something like that.
Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping that Aliyah has a lot of success in recruiting, because what we really want is freshmen, sophomores to sign up and participate as well. Because once they start, even if they don't place, they'll come back the following year and do better. And by their senior year, when they're Aliyah's age, then they'll be very strong and very strong contenders for the national contest.
Mm. So, Aliyah, is this a field, the Alzheimer's Awareness Club and such, is this a field you think you want to go into?
It interests me, yes. Yeah. I'm kind of looking right now at possibly considering some sort of like marriage between the humanities and sciences, just to try and like expand upon that.
Good luck with the recruiting efforts.
Thank you.
Hope you can uncover some really terrific talent.
So do I.
Aliyah Formanelli is a Meadows High School senior and was a second place finisher in last year's Brain Bee tournament in Nevada, the first of its kind here. Cliff Jordan helped to organize the Brain Bee in Nevada. And Dr. Jefferson Kinney, is an associate professor of psychology at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, and one of the judges of the Brain Bee. The Brain Bee this time around will take place in January. Again, good luck, and thank you all very much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.